My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So we joked earlier, there are four games in week zero. Your four games this weekend is at Florida State, Georgia Tech, 9 a.m. on ESPN. That game's in Dublin. You got Montana State versus New Mexico, Catch the Fever. That's on FS1 at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
SMU, Nevada. That's a 5 o'clock game on CBS Sports Network. And then your nightcap of the day is a 9 o'clock Pacific kick that I don't believe is on television. And it is Hawaii hosting Delaware State.
Ah, feel the mojo.
Cannot wait. The only problem is, by the way, Hawaii is a 40-point favorite in that game.
Yeah.
That is not a typo.
That's insane.
40-point favorite. Hawaii, 40-point favorite.
Jeez.
The only problem is the game might not happen because Delaware State might not make it. They were scheduled to depart JFK yesterday and fly the 10.5-hour flight from JFK to Honolulu.
That's kind of ass on the body.
And they had a bus snafu at the airport, and they missed their flight.
Wow.
Have we had a further opponent game?
That's
in
what I thought of. Like, if you're Delaware State, like, that's the game. That's such a long flight.
I mean, your guys, would you, okay, what's the longest flight you've been on? Has it been 10 hours?
No. When I was a kid, we went to Europe, but we connected in New York, I want to say.
So if I tell you, though, that your 10-hour flight gets you to Hawaii, I think you're all in on that.
Until you have to have a 10-hour flight back and you're there for 48 hours.
Well, no, it's probably shorter because the jet stream.
It's a little bit quicker on the way back. That is true. I haven't seen any updates on this. They were still attempting, as of last night, to find a different commercial. Like, Delaware State does not have it. Like,
yeah, they're flying.
They're not flush with cash here.
You're getting on that plane going, man, there's a lot of football players on this plane.
All right, you're in 12B. You're in 13C. You're
jammed
over here.
Into tiny seats, yes, I'm sure.
And as of last night, they were still attempting to get their team flights to Honolulu in order to play this game. That is the nightcap of week one, and it is now in question of whether or not it will happen. We asked your worst travel stories. Some phenomenal ones got texted in. Visiting my sister in Chicago when both of my kids got COVID, wife and I had to rent a car and drive home as quickly as possible before we got it. My daughter vomited all over the rental and left her mark in Iowa, Nebraska, and Utah. Made it home just in time before we would have been able to drive into Denver for a 4-hour layover. Oh, no, sorry, that's a different one. 2 years ago, we had the freeze in February. Me, my wife, and 4-year-old son were flying back to Portland from Arizona, mid-flight over Reno. They turned the plane around because Portland, they were unable to land with all the snow and stuff, sent us back to Arizona for the next 2 days. They kept canceling or rescheduling flights and then made us all fly into Denver for a 4-hour layover. Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
My dad went to Hawaii like 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, whatever it was, and they got literally halfway. He went out of SeaTac. Halfway and had to turn around because they had a malfunction with the plane.
Halfway, but the, oh God.
It just made more sense because you can get back to SeaTac quicker than the remaining time to land
but
in Hawaii.
But if it's halfway?
Well, it was by technical terms halfway, but when you fly from Hawaii to the West Coast, it's like a 3-hour flight. When you fly from the West Coast to Hawaii, it's like a 6.
Exactly.
So it's a little bit with the jet stream going in your favor. a quicker thing. And so, yeah, they had to turn around like a 2-hour delay and then do the 6-hour flight.
Oh.
Again, my worst travel story is I've had a really bad experience flying into Denver.
Uh-huh.
I hate flying into Denver. That mountain wind is insane. The altitude drops, the turbulence. But my worst travel story, I didn't have a lot of like problems. It just traveling for 18 hours to Vietnam
was such a long day.
A 13-hour flight is not an experience that I'm like jacked to experience again in my life.
No.
Were you in economy or like economy plus at least? Little recline on the seat.
Do I look like
an economy plus guy?
Yeah, yeah. You look like an economy plus over there. Possibly so. Business class with some points.
Ooh,
there.
Yeah, lean back a little bit.
Schultz, I watched three straight movies and I still had 6 hours to go. It was
the worst,
crazy experience.
It's like when you have one of those long flights and you fall asleep relatively quickly into the flight.
It's
and you're
awful.
Like, yes, and then you wake up and you're like, ooh, we probably are almost there. Let's check. And you're like, it's been 27 minutes.
See, my longest flight ever was 10 hours in like 1999. From Brazil to Chicago. So this was before we really had like the current technology of entertainment.
There's nothing to do.
No, there was an episode of Goof Troop over and over and over
Goof
again.
Troop.
Shout
Wild
out Goof
Wild
Troop.
West was on one channel.
Classic
and then
movie.
What's that movie where not Robert Downey Jr. but Dennis Hoffman plays a woman?
Nah,
Tootsie was on repeating over and over on a channel as well. We'll never forget those really crappy options to watch for 10
There's
straight
a
hours.
Lady whose son went on a trip with his class and they got stranded and had a canceled flight. He's all alone. She cannot get her son back for a week.
What?
They Dude. Can't get another flight scheduled to go from Iceland to Rome.
That is terrifying.
So he is in Rome
just
by himself.
Just hanging out in Rome.
14 years old.
Nothing wrong will happen there. One more here and then we'll go. I had once had a flight home from Chicago through Phoenix with an hour layover. Flight from Chicago got delayed, so I missed my connection in Phoenix. Their solution was then to fly me from Phoenix to Vegas and then catch a flight back to Portland the next morning. I was still in college, and I was broke, and I had to stay the night at the Vegas airport. Those slot machines are everywhere. Do not turn off or get quieter at all. Imagine just being surrounded by people playing slot machines all night trying to get some sleep in the Vegas airport. So Delaware State, we're hoping they make it to Hawaii. That is the nightcap of week zero, although I don't think it's on TV, so you can't watch it, but they have not been able to find their way to Honolulu yet.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.